Great question. The Manufacturing Podcast offers news and information for the people who make, store, and move things, and those who manage and maintain the facilities where that work gets done.
Happy Tuesday and happy April. Welcome back to Great Question, a manufacturing podcast. I'm Laura Davis, Editor-in-Chief of New Equipment Digest, and today we're going to be talking about some recent advancements in bearing and sealing solutions. Before we get started, a quick note that this information was originally written by Sheila Kennedy, CMRP. She's a contributor for our sister brand, Plant Services. NED also uses her articles, but they're only in our print issues. If you'd like to read more of Sheila's work or this article, you can visit plantservices.com, and the link will also be included in the podcast description. Okay, so let's get into it. So the way bearings and seals are constructed and then consequently managed tend to make all the difference in their performance and how long they last. So this is why new monitoring and maintenance aids, as well as new designs, are being made to improve bearing efficiency, effectiveness, and reliability. Likewise, purpose-built sealing solutions are being created to meet complex requirements for challenging applications that aren't very common or are very unique. First up, I'm going to take you through three bearing solutions that are improving and changing applications. First on deck is UE Systems, which has developed OnTrack Wireless, a multi-parameter bearing health monitoring sensor with automated precision lubrication. The remote sensor monitors friction in real time, while UE Insight's AI-driven platform detects anomalies early, generating alerts and automatically lubricating the bearing based on its condition for optimized performance. Blair Fraser, VP at UE Systems, states, quote, OnTrack Wireless uses an ultrasound-first strategy complemented by advanced vibration and temperature metrics through the company's 950 BT sensor. By incorporating autonomous precision lubrication, the system prevents up to 80% of premature bearing failures, end quote. Our next solution is the new Bearing Toolbox Calculator from SDT Ultrasound Solutions. It's an upgrade for the company's Ultra Analysis Suite 3 software platform. The calculator provides a database of more than 50,000 bearing references with fault frequency cursors from major bearing manufacturers, helping technicians who are analyzing ultrasound and vibration data trends to identify and diagnose bearing faults and to take action more efficiently. Faults in any of the four bearing components generate specific frequencies based on the bearing geometry and rotating speed. These four fault frequencies are commonly termed BPFO, ball pass frequency outer race, BPFI, ball pass frequency inner race, BSF, ball spin frequency, and FTF, fundamental train frequency. Matt Jeffrey, reliability technician at SDD Ultrasound Solution, states, quote, "The bearing toolbox simplifies ultrasound data analysis by reducing the amount of time it takes, not to mention the monotony and human error aspect of having to perform these calculations manually. Working with a wide array of bearings across several plants, I appreciate the ability to add custom bearings to the existing bearing reference database," end quote. Our third and final bearing solution is a new bearing cage design that was designed for the N10 cylindrical roller bearing series from Schaeffler. Designed to deliver greater performance and reliability, the cage construction simplifies pneumatic oil lubrication for the bearing series, allowing for a more uniform temperature behavior of the bearing, longer grease operating life, and an expanded application range. E.R. Muntz, Senior Application Engineer for Industrial Automation at Schaeffler, states, quote, "Schaeffler optimized the guidance system of the PEAK cage in our N10 series bearings to deliver better high-speed stability, lower friction, and improved lubricant flow with either grease or oil. The result is a cylindrical roller bearing product family with high permissible speeds, lower noise, and reduced operating temperatures," end quote. Okay, now we're going to transition into three seal designs. The first up is from John Crane. The type SB2-SB2A USP seal is designed for pumps and other rotary process equipment used in environmentally hazardous and abrasive applications in the pulp and paper and mining industries. It combines the company's type SB2-SB2A heavy-duty dual cartridge seal and upstream pumping seal face technology to improve reliability and reduce water and power consumption. Minal Rizvi, Global Product Manager at John Crane, states that type SB2-SB2A USP is designed to operate in harsh conditions, handling abrasive fluids and slurry duties while combating severe service conditions such as high heat generation, low lubricity, and dry running. He states that its unique USP technology virtually eliminates cooling and flush water requirements and generates considerable energy savings. Moving on to our second sealing solution, this is specifically for oil and gas industry requirements. DuPont's CalRes OG193 perfluoroelastomer parts and vessel parts and shapes enable high-performance, mission-critical sealing. OG193 combines rapid gas decompression performance and chemical resistance with good low temperature and thermal stability, as well as excellent versatility. Shyamal Desai, Global Product Manager for DuPont CalRes, states that DuPont Vespel polyamide parts and shapes offer consistent low permeability and exceptional sealing properties, making them ideal for valve stem packs and valve seats and enabling significant reductions of fugitive emissions in applications such as gas pipelines. Our last solution comes from Freudenberg Sealing Technologies. A manufacturer needed a sealing solution to protect the joints of its collaborative robot from dust, water, and other contaminants the robot would encounter. Alexander May, product developer at Freudenberg, said, quote, "Based on this requirement, we designed a new sealing geometry, a Z profile, with a second groove. This significantly reduced the contact pressure and resolved the customer's requirement for a moment of friction of less than 1 Newton meter, end quote. Freudenberg also had its suppliers develop a 3-component anti-friction coating with a high carbon content to further reduce wear. May added, quote, "The material used, 92AU21101, is very soft and flexible and has a shore hardness of 92. The tensile strength is well above the required minimum value of 50 megapascals," end quote. So, as you can see, these 6 solutions help enhance bearing condition assessments and predictive maintenance while offering flexibility for a range of sealing applications to further performance of equipment and prevent further unneeded downtime. If you're interested in the latest products and solutions coming to market for the industry, you can check out our site, noequipment.com, to stay up to date with the latest releases. NED covers a very broad range of equipment from automation to hydraulics and pneumatics to tools and everything in between, for pretty much every sector within manufacturing and the larger industry. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.